Blog Talk Radio.
I trust you had a great day today. Elder Kevin Bond with you so much today. Thank you so much. Let's get a Lord hand clap of praise before we get started. Bishop will be up shortly. Ladies and gentlemen, thank the Lord. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. And praise God. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, a couple of announcements real quick. We want to share with you the call-in number, 347-843-4559. That is the call-in number. If you request prayer, we're going to open up the lines a little later on. as Bishop directs there. We're going to definitely do that, ladies and gentlemen, open up the lines for you, so be prepared for that. Hit star one on your phone if you have a comment or a prayer request. We're definitely going to open up the lines because everybody on the planet needs prayer. Amen. Amen. Yeah, so call the number, ladies and gentlemen, 347-843-4559. I know at least 10, all of us have at least 10 members of the family and friends that we can put that number out to so they can dial in and listen to prayer and also be a part of the prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, we always love to hear from Dr. Crenshaw later on as well. We're excited about that. Yes.
Amen. Praise God.
Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, our scripture tonight coming out of Psalms, ladies and gentlemen, will be Psalms 91. Also, too, for those who need the scripture tonight, Psalms 91, verses 1 through 7. We encourage you to read the entire chapter, of course, of Psalms 91. We'll be reading that shortly. Just want to make sure we got the announcements out. That number, 347-843-4559. This is prayer time. If you're just joining us, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw coming up. God bless you. Amen. Let's go to the Word. Amen. Nothing like the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen. Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress and my God, in him will I trust. Ladies and gentlemen, not only should we read the word, we should read it out loud. Amen. It's powerful. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor by the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee, saith the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, just read for you a portion of Psalms 91, verses 1 through 7. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we go to Bishop John Crenshaw on the mic. Bishop, thank you so much.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight for your goodness and mercy and your grace. Lord, we thank you, God, for your word, because you watch it over your word to perform it. And so shall your word be to go forth out of your mouth. It shall not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you plead, and it will prosper into the things whereto you have sent it. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we stand and agree with your word tonight. And we know that your word will not turn to you void. We know that, God, that you will manifest your word through your people in this earth realm. We thank you tonight, O Heavenly Father. We pray against the spirit of suicide tonight. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus tonight. And Father, we pray against mental illness tonight in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, God, for the ultimate price you paid on Calvary. You was wounded for our transgression. You was bruised for our iniquity. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him, but it's with your stripe we're healed. We pray for the healing of the minds tonight, Lord. We pray in the Heavenly Father that you protect the minds tonight. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we call it so tonight, God. Your words said the weapon of warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of stronghold and casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge. And Father, we know that fear of mental illness is an enemy against the minds of the people of God. We pray tonight for families, O Heavenly Father. We pray for endurance, God, in the name of Jesus. And what we pray for your word, and your word protects all evil, take us from all pledges. Father God, we thank you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we decree and declare victory in their lives tonight. We decree healing in their lives tonight. We decree living in their lives tonight. And Father, we know now able to do exceedingly above all that we can even think. God, we know that you're able. We know that you can. And Father God, we trust you, O Heavenly Father, and we glorify your name, that your word will be glorified in the earth realm. We thank you tonight, God, that there is nobody as great as you are. There is no God as great as you are. Father, you are the King of Kings, and you are the Lord of Lords. You are a refuge and you are our present help in time of trouble. Father, we pray for families tonight in the name of Jesus as you strengthen mothers and fathers, as you strengthen daughters and sons tonight. Father, we thank as you unite and protect us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Only you can able to protect us from all evil. Only you are able to protect us, God, and keep us from falling. Father, we thank you tonight. And God, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We pray for the body of Christ tonight. Oh, God, protect our minds tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight, God. Don't let us walk in fear nor doubt. Father, we thank you tonight, God, that you are a deliverer. God, you are a savior. You are a keeper. God, you are a burden bearer. God, you are a way maker. God, you are a healer. You are a deliverer. Father, we thank you tonight that you have all power in your hands. Now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think or ask. God, we go thank you for it in the name of Jesus, that your word is spirit, your word is life. We thank you tonight, oh Heavenly Father, as we cry out to you tonight, as you touch lives tonight, God, as you move in a great, in a mighty way. God, we need you as never before. God, we thank you for your protection, God, from this coronavirus, God. We thank you for your protection, God, in the name of Jesus, this other diseases coming out. God, we thank you for your protection. Father, we thank you, God, and we will not walk in fear, but we will speak your word, and we will decree and declare, because so shall your word be, that goeth forth out of your mouth shall not return void, but it will manifest itself. And God, we thank you as you manifesting yourself, as you delivering people from COVID-19 and all other diseases and cancer and sugar diabetes and high blood pressure. God, as you are delivering people from mental illness tonight, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you have put in place, oh God, a miracle worker body. You have put in place, oh God, in the name of Jesus, delivers, and you have put in place for God, that you will be able to bless those, God, that are without, those that are weary, God. And your word is, let's not be weary in well-doing in due season. God, we shall be faint not. God, we thank you for the season that we live in. We thank you for your protection, God, for the season that we live in. We thank you, God, that we are healed and we are not sick. Because you have promised us long life. You have promised us good health. And Father, we decree and declare it is already done. And God, we pray for the body of Christ tonight. Father, we need you as never before. Your words say, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek your faith and turn from the wicked ways, then you would hear from heaven. You will forgive our sin and you will heal our land. And God, we thank you as you prepared us, God, that nothing will slip up on us. Nothing will catch us by surprise. God, you have made available the wisdom and the knowledge, God. You have made available a way to escape. Father, we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Lord, let us be wise stewards, God. Let us be wise men and women of God. Let us be wise, God, in this season. God, open our spiritual eyes. Open our natural eyes. Open our hearts, God. God, that we'll receive you. We'll seek you as never before. God, we pray, God, for protection of the body of Christ. God, we pray for the young men, God. We pray for our young men, God. We pray for the families, God, that have young men tonight. We pray for the miracles in their lives. We pray for the young daughters, God. We thank you, Lord, that you will work miracles in their lives, God. We thank you, God, for you protecting the children, even as they prepare to go back to school next week, God. We thank you as you protecting the kids that's going back to school. Father, save them, God. Keep their minds. Keep their lives, God. Keep them in perfect health and good health. Father, we thank you, God, as you protect the teachers, God, as you protect the instructors, God, as you protect the bus driver, God. As you protect those that were in the school system, Father. Father, we thank you, God, that they will go to school and they will come back home safe. Father, give them safe journey. Give them safe, God. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus' name. And, Father, we ask you to look on that prayer tonight. Look on that mother, that father, that child. Look on them, God. Keep them, God. Strengthen them, God. And God, we thank you for the ways that you're providing, the door that you're opening. We thank you for all the many blessings you have prepared for us. We give you glory for it, God. And we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as we pray for the body of Christ. Father, we pray for souls, God. We pray for souls to be saved. We pray for, God, our young men will stop murdering one another, Father. We pray against violence, against black-on-black crime. We pray against the spirit of suicide. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we pray for that family, that father tonight. God, we thank you as you unite, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, God, as you unite families together. God, bring them back to them. Father God, we give you glory tonight. We praise you for all that you have already done. We thank you that you have brought us through this pandemic, God, and you will continue to protect us. You will continue to keep our minds. You will continue to keep our eyes open and let us see to the voice of God, send it to your word. Like in the name of Jesus, let us be ready for your return. Let us be ready, God. Prepare our minds, prepare our hearts, God. And we thank you tonight as you continue to bless that man that may be homeless, that family tonight. Father God, we pray for those that are left alone and the parents don't know where they are. God, we pray that you will bring a comfort. You will bring a peace, God. Let them return home safely. Father, we thank you tonight. And, Father, we give you glory. We praise you for the miracles that you are going to perform in the days to come. We thank you for our families, Heavenly Father. We thank you for our loved ones, Heavenly Father. We thank you for our community, Heavenly Father, Jesus. We thank you, God, for jobs and God. We thank you for homes and clothes and food and shelter. We thank you for eyes to see and ears to hear, legs to walk. We thank you for good health, oh, Heavenly Father. We thank you that you've been so gracious and merciful to you, oh, Lord. We thank you for all that you have already done in our lives and the thing that you're going to do. Protect those that are traveling during this season, during the summertime. Protect that young child. Yeah, protect that young man tonight. Father, we give you glory and honor, God, as you continue to be glorified in our lives. We thank you for everything that you have already done. We forever give you praise, and all glory shall be thine. keep us in your care, Heavenly Father. Keep our minds, open our eyes and open our ears, and open our hearts that we will receive what you have for us. God, let us be prepared. Let us be ready for what's going to come upon this earth. Father, that it will not catch us off guard, but we will be prepared. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, for just joining us around the globe, that was Bishop John Crenshaw. Just prayed for you, your family, ladies and gentlemen, your neighborhood, your city, your county, your nation, ladies and gentlemen, and around the world as well. Thank you so much. At this time, I want to go to Dr. Crenshaw, at this time, Bishop's wife. Thank you so much, Doc, for being with us tonight before we go to the line.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God for that powerful prayer coming from Bishop Crenshaw tonight. And I just want to reiterate as we begin to close on the prayer and admonishing all of us to be prepared, be prepared, be prepared. I hear that just ringing in my spirit and in my soul. Praise God that we be prepared, that we must prepare ourselves for what's coming upon this earth. Praise the Lord, because we know that we are living in trying and crucial and perilous times. It is evident with the things that we see. Praise God. And we are headed, praise God, straight, praise God, to the book of Revelations. And for many people who are sometimes want to shy away from the word of the Lord that's revealed in the book of Revelations, praise God, we're on the break of that season right now. Praise God. We're on the break of that. So we must prepare ourselves. When people sometimes want to kind of shy away from talking about the mark of the beast and the things that are coming up on the earth, it's coming because it's in the word of God. So what are we going to do as a people of God? What are we going to do as the church? We must prepare ourselves. We must get rooted and grounded in the word of God. The word of God that we don't understand. You got to keep on standing. We got to make a decision in our minds, in our hearts, that we're going to stand for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So praise God, all of us that are listening, amen. Our prayer should be, God, give us wisdom. As Bishop prayed for wisdom tonight, God, give us wisdom. Help us to be wise in all things, even as this next wave of this Delta variant of COVID-19 that's hitting the planet, we have got to ask the Lord to give us wisdom. Be wise, praise God. Be wise. Stand on the word of the Lord, praise God. No, be wise, praise God. Yes, we're going to pray. Yes, we're going to trust God. But I tell you what, praise the Lord, amen. I encourage those of you that are listening, put on your mask, praise God, put it on. Wash your hands, continue to do those things. Praise God, wash your hands. It doesn't matter whether you've been vaccinated or not. Amen, praise God. We hear what the CDC is now saying. And ultimately, what that says in the spirit, when it's all said and done, guess what, my people, we still got to trust God. The greatest protection that any of us can have is to be covered by the blood of Jesus. But walk in wisdom. Walk in wisdom. Put on your mask, wash your hands. Praise God. And on top of that, praise the Lord, take care of your body. I can't encourage you enough. Be conscious. We're getting going into the fall month. Amen. Take care of yourself. Amen. Praise the Lord. Drink your water. Eat your fruit and your vegetables. Praise the Lord. Keep you some garlic in the house. Some garlic in the house. If you do the research on garlic alone, it talks about how garlic is an antibiotic, natural antibiotic in itself, that is more powerful than some of the antibiotics that are on the medical market. So keep you some garlic in the house. And the things that I'm sharing is not for treatment. It is not the diagnosis, but these are things that have been proven scientifically. And if you Google it, you will find out that garlic scientifically has been proven to destroy certain bacteria and certain viruses. So keep you some garlic in the house, garlic cloves, and if you feel a little scratchy in the throat, get you some organic honey and chop you some of the garlic cloves in it and just take it and chew it. Praise God. Amen. Stay on those vitamins. We know that most people that have been plagued by COVID-19, the nurses and those in the hospital can tell you quickly the majority of the people were deficient in vitamin D. They were deficient in vitamin D. So I encourage you to put vitamin D3 in your body. Once again, check with your physician. Make sure this is okay. I encourage you to have checkups. And when you get your checkup, ask the doctor to give you a vitamin D level check. See how much vitamin D is in the blood. Just ask them. Ask them to do it. I encourage you to do that. Do your checkup. Say, please check my vitamin D level. Because vitamin D has been noted into the majority of most of the people, unless they have underlying conditions that have been plagued by COVID, their vitamin D level is low. So I can't say that to you enough. Keep the vitamin D, keep the C in your body, and those types of things. Take you some omega-3 that protects your heart. These are natural things that get to build your natural immune system that God gave us, praise God, which means we just can't put anything in our body. And then we're going to turn around and pray and say, Lord, cover me. So we got to be conscious of the things we put in our body, for our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, because we must prepare, as Bishop prayed. We must prepare. We got to be prepared. And I feel that so strongly as never before in my spirit. Praise the Lord that this fall season ain't going to be pretty. Praise the Lord. It's not going to be pretty. And amen. So we as the body of Christ need to trust in God. We are not to fear, but we're to be wise. I'm going to say that again. We are not to fear, but we are to be wise. He that lacketh wisdom, ask it of God. Because we're covered by the blood of Jesus. No plague shall come nigh our dwelling. And if by any reason the Lord allows COVID-19 to attack you or any of your family members, and God forbid, in the name of Jesus, everybody that's listening on this line, praise the Lord, you will recover, you will survive, and you will get over it. But tonight we speak divine healing, manifested healing, miraculous healing, praise God, that no plague shall come nigh thy dwelling, and you're covered by the blood of Jesus when you walk out of the house. Says, Lord, put me in the bubble of the Holy Spirit. Let no plague come nigh me. Cover me with your blood in the name of Jesus. We got to decree and declare the word of the Lord in the earth. But not only that, we must prepare. I can't say it enough. And we must walk in wisdom. So read, pay attention, research, and stay in the word of God. I can't say it enough. Stay in the word of God. God bless you. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us around the globe on the network, here's the chair time of Bishop John Crenshaw. That was the voice of Bishop's wife, Dr. Denise Crenshaw. Words of wisdom, words of wonderful words from the word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, you must. I wrote it down, ladies and gentlemen. Doc just talked about that. No fear, ladies and gentlemen. Do not be fearful, but you must be wise. And that wisdom, as Doc and Bishop has shared so many times, is in the word of God, ladies and gentlemen. I just looked up real quickly, ladies and gentlemen. I was looking up the number of deaths in the United States of COVID, over 600,000 in the United States, and globally over 4 million people have died from supposedly the COVID. And, but we're here today. We just got to thank God for the opportunity just to be here today, ladies and gentlemen. So many people have lost their lives, but we got to thank God for this time and space that he's spared us to be here today in Jesus' name. Yeah. So if you're here listening now, it's a blessing. You must thank God. Amen. 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 Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to the lines. We're going to open up the lines there. Hit star one if you have a comment or a prayer request. I'll give you a few seconds for that. Hit star one. I'll put you in queue if you have a prayer request, so don't want to leave anybody else out. Before we go to the lines, I wanted to let Bishop know we have a family up in Dalton, Georgia, that just lost a loved one, and they need prayer as well. The Linhart family up in Dalton, Georgia, they just lost a loved one, and they need prayer today for restoration and comfort and peace today as well, Bishop. So that'll be a family up in Dalton, Georgia, requesting prayer tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Let's go to the lines. I'm going to mention your last four digits of your phone number, and you'll be on the line with Bishop. 1799, you're live on the air. God bless you this evening. Amen. Caller 1799, you're live on the air. You have a prayer request or a comment? Thank you so much.
Yes, I have a prayer request.
Amen. God bless you.
Yes, God bless you, man of God. I was praying for a closer walk with Jesus, as well as, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're doing great. Thank you so much.
Okay, a closer walk with Jesus, as well as finances.
Yes, amen, amen. Thank God for you, and thank you so much for that prayer request in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. We'll give you a few seconds for those who may have a prayer request for yourself or for your family before we turn it back over to Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. God bless you tonight. Yes, yes, yes. So much to pray for, ladies and gentlemen. So much to pray for. Pray for yourself, pray for your family, and continue to pray for each other. In Jesus' name, amen. At this time, I want to turn this back over to Dr. Crenshaw. Dr. Crenshaw, you're live on air.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Before Bishop comes back to pray, I want to certainly ask for prayer for pastors and pastors' wives and their children. Praise God. We know the enemy is out to destroy the head, praise God. If he can destroy the prophetic, apostolic anointing that is going through the earth through the men and women of God, if he can't get the head, if he can't get praise God, the pastor and the parent, he's going to try to attack the seed, because the enemy is going after the seed of the prophetic and the apostolic anointing. So we want to pray for pastors all over this country as never before. As I hear and I see, even on social media, the things and how the enemy is attempting to attack the prophets and the apostles and the bishops, praise God, and some of it is coming by way of their families. I'm reminded of a dear sister, pastor friend of mine in Pensacola. She was sharing that after they got out of the conference, she ended up in the bed for 3 days. Her daughter went to the hospital the next day. The next day, her other daughter had to go to Carolinas to check on her daughter that was very sickly and low ill. Amen. Praise God. So the enemy wants to stop the voice of the prophet. He wants to stop the voice of the apostolic. So we as a people of God, we need to rise up, bind together, and pray for your pastor. Pray for leaders of the gospel. Pray for the fivefold ministry that he continue to be used by God for the perfection of the saints, that it is declared in the word of the Lord in Ephesians 4:11. Thank you, Elder Kevin.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. God bless you. You know, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Crenshaw mentioned something very powerful. Yes, please call and text or get in touch with your pastors, your bishops, and your evangelists, your prophets, all those that you are affiliated with that help keep you in the Word of God. You must let them know how much you love them. Pray for them, also fast for them. And I just want to say right now, I thank God for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw coming to Atlanta, Georgia, ladies and gentlemen, because they definitely got us prepared for this time during the ministry. They got us prepared. So I want to thank them personally for my household, for my life, Bishop and Doc. Thank you so much for what you continue to do, but also all of the teaching, Bible study, and conferences, and all the things that you had prepared us for this such a time as this. So, Bishop and Doc, we thank you from the bottom of our heart for the Vaughn family and for the network for preparing us for such a time as this, Bishop and Doc. Thank you so much for that, for preparation. Yes, yes. If you guys call your pastors, let them know how much you love them, whatever you got to do. Send them a card, whatever it takes. Praise God. Just let them know. And continue to lift them up in prayer. And as Dr. Bishop also preached, we got to fast, ladies and gentlemen. Some of this requires not only a prayer, but also prayer and fasting according to the word. So thank God for Bishop and Doc. Thank you so much. Amen. Back to Bishop. Doc, thank you so much, Bishop. Back to you, sir.
Father God, tonight we pray for the young lady that asked prayer for her. God, a closer walk with you. And Father, we know that you are able, and we know that you are able. God, we pray and we touch and agree. And we call it so in the name of Jesus, as even as you bless her, closer walk with you, and even bless her on a job, God. And I thank you right now, and I call it so in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray for those that have lost a loved one that is prayer request tonight. Father, we pray and we stand in the gap on their behalf for their strength, and God, that you strengthen them, as you guide them, as you comfort them. And God, as they take one day at a time, God, that you will be with them, that they will overcome this situation, God. And Father, we know that you're able and you will, because the word says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed begging for bread. And Father, we thank you for your word, because you watches over your word to perform it. And God, we pray for pastors tonight and their sons and their daughters. We pray especially for them, for the protection of their minds and protection of their souls and protect them of the bodies of God and protect them in the tolling man, the whole man. Father, we pray for God, their protection, and keep them safely, God, that no evil shall come near thy dwelling, no plague shall be able to overtake them. Father, we pray, God, that you would direct their steps and order their steps, God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, as you move on their behalf. And we thank you for the victory already gone, God. We thank you for they are already coming out of that bad situation. We thank you, God, that you're breaking those yokes and you're destroying those yokes right now. And, Father, we give you glory and honor. We thank you for every prayer that has gone up, and we continue to pray for one another. Keep our minds in perfect peace. And, Father, we know that you're able. We know that you can. We know as we look to the hill which cometh our help, knowing all our help come from you. And we thank you even as we pray. We walk by faith and not by sight, because now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We pray for each individual tonight, Elder Kevin and his family. We thank you for all that he does for ministry, God. God, that you open the airways, that we can speak the word over the airways. Millions of people can hear, God. And we thank you for every soul, and we thank you for every individual as you move specially on their behalf. And, Father, we call those things to be not as though they already are. And, God, we expect a miracle even today. We thank you for the breakthrough. We thank you for the release. We thank you for the joy of the Lord is our strength. And, Father, we thank you, God, that we shall overcome no matter what the situation is. We will, because you have promised us in your word, and we give you thanks. In Jesus' name, we pray for that word of encouragement from Dr. Crenshaw tonight. We thank you, God, for the information and the knowledge and the wisdom you have given us to her, to speak to our hearts and our minds. God, we thank you, and we call it done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much, Bishop, and Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop Don Crenshaw, who just joined us on the network. I want to encourage everybody to take the word of Bishop and Doc tonight and take action, ladies and gentlemen. It's all good to listen to it, but you must take action, as Dr. Crenshaw and Bishop teach so many. You've got to take action in the word, ladies and gentlemen. You must take action in the word and believe the word of the Lord. I want to encourage everybody, I'm working on this, everybody, to just increase your faith. Ask the Lord to help you in your areas of need in the faith area. I was trying to think of the proper scripture there, but ladies and gentlemen, increase my faith, my unbelief. There it is. Increase my unbelief, O Lord, tonight. So we ask the Lord to increase your areas that we got to grow in so we can be ready. As Dr. Crenshaw shared, we must be ready. It is not a time for not being unprepared, ladies and gentlemen. We must be prepared. There's just too many indicators, if you will, out there that lets us know we must be prepared. And God, through Jesus Christ, through Holy Spirit, wants you to be prepared each and every day. He wants you to be the joy of the Lord in you every day, too, God. Amen. Praise God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us tonight. This has been prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Crenshaw. Such a powerful time. Thank God for Bishop and Doc being with us. You all put your hands together in your spirit as we get a man and woman of God. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. We honor the man and woman of God tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we want you to have a great rest of the evening. No doubt about that. We want you to have a great rest of the week as well. We want you to enjoy your wonderful life. And as Doc always tells us to take care of yourself, guys. Take care of your immune system. Take care of your wonderful life. But enjoy your life. But use wisdom. Please use wisdom, ladies and gentlemen. I am not a doctor, so check with your doctor on stuff. But you definitely got to take care of yourself in Jesus' name and use so much wisdom today and do what you have to do to protect yourself and your family in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you so much for joining us. Remember to always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other. And remember that Jesus is Lord. We're going to leave you with a song from Pastor Alfonso Bowen. I will trust in the Lord. Everybody have a great evening, and thank you so much for your time tonight. And remember to pray without ceasing. Amen.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I tonight. Jesus is going down in the grave.
Jesus by hand and tell him I'm going to trust. Come on, come on, tell him I'm going to trust in it. No matter what goes on, I'm going to trust in it, Lord. I don't know what Obama got planned for tomorrow, but I sure know who holds tomorrow. Anybody going to trust in it? Can you wave your hand and say no matter how hard it gets,
Amen. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We will trust in the Lord no matter what. Prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw, Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And tell someone about the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you. Have a great evening and take care of yourself. We love you in Jesus. Amen. God bless you now. Bye-bye.